Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni up to 28 and Mpumela a high of 26 degrees.
In Bedford, you a stationary vehicle on the N12 westbound before the Galulis interchange.
In your sport, Banyana Banyana coach Desiree Ellis to be awarded an honorary doctorate at CPUT today, and former Springboks scrum half Ruan Pienaar takes his first steps in his coaching career.
We start with the issue of power to the east of Tshwane. Residents who get their electricity from the Waarpatrand power station can expect the lights to go out while planned maintenance is underway from this hour.
The said maintenance work is scheduled to last for 9 hours from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. In the interest of safety, power supply will be shut down during this period.
City of Tshwane spokesperson Lindela Mashego says areas to be affected include Bronberg, Linwood Park, Fairy Glen, Olympus and Tiger Valley. Meanwhile, in other parts of the capital's east, more than 95% of power has been restored a week after the explosion and fire at the Mooikloof substation. Tshwane said by last night, facilities like the Pretoria East Hospital was energised again, while work was underway to fully restore electricity supply to all areas. To neighbouring Joburg, Action SA in the city of Johannesburg says it has sent numerous warnings to the executive about the problematic billing system and possible consequences. This follows after yesterday's drama when a warrant of arrest was issued against city manager Floyd Brink as part of a water bill dispute. The sheriff couldn't execute the warrant because of a typo. Action SA's Lokanya Gancho says they are looking into this matter.
We further note the court order made against the city, which is already financially struggling, over a matter that should not have been allowed to make it to a court in the first place. We would venture to say that it should be paid by the city manager in his personal capacity.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. South African troops currently deployed in other countries will stay there for longer. President Cyril Ramaphosa has informed Parliament that he approved the extension of the deployment of the Defence Force in various international obligations. This is for the deployment in the Democratic Republic of Congo and in Mozambique. The presidency says in a statement the deployment of the 1,295 soldiers has been extended until the 31st of December this year. It will cost a further more than 980,000 rand. In international news, 5 teenagers have been charged following a wave of anti-terror raids across Sydney. 3 of the teenagers between the ages of 14 and 17 were this morning charged with conspiring to plan or prepare a terrorist attack. Police allege the teenagers were religiously motivated juveniles. And in England, young Swifties are getting into the pub culture. In London, there's a pub that was a quiet spot until it featured in one of the songs on Taylor Swift's new album.
In your location, you forgot to turn it off. And so I watched as you walk into some bar called the Black Dog and pierce new holes in my heart.
And Swifties identified the pub in Vauxhall in the south of London, and it has now become a pilgrimage site. The Black Dog pub's owners are, so unsurprisingly, cashing in on their good fortune. They've now added Taylor's version burgers and Taylor's version cocktails to their menu. I'm Gerda de Souza in your Wifnies. Die Waarpatrand substasie word die uur afgeskakel vir beplande onderhoudswerk.
Black Dog's also the name of a Led Zeppelin song.
And did they go and find the Black Why? Dog wherever in the 80s when Led Zeppelin did that?
I think it was probably 70s, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah.
Black Dog's also known as a form of depression.
Is it?
Yeah, back in the day they used to call the Black Dog, that's what they used to call depression.
Really?
Yeah.
Then they went for the alcohol.
Yeah, yes. Rather think of the pub.
That's straight to the like pub. It. Net na 7, gister het ons gepraat op die show oor daai skoolouetjie wat so ongelooflik goed geskop het. Was 'n game gewees hoërskool Menlo Park teen hoërskool Kempton Park. So ver kan onthou en hy het verskriklik goed geskop. Like just these parents should be so proud. I'm gonna catch up with them. Talking about proud, I'm so proud of Sammy Hall. Sam.